I want to talk to you this morning about change, and this is my first message of the new year, so I always want it to, you know, want to come out with a bang. You know, I tend to be a burnout person, definitely not a rust out person. I'd probably rather definitely burn out than rust out. I'm not sure, like Carla said, either one's real wise. So Revelation chapter 3. Looking at the church age that we live in, I'm teaching church history, just finished in our Bible Institute, of church history from Jesus' resurrection clear to current day. And it's been really encouraging for me, like really filling me with hope of the future and what God wants. And so let's look at our church in Revelation 3:14. It says, "Unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou were cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth." So right away, talking about our church period, it calls us the Laodiceans. Does anybody want to know what that word means? Rights of the people. That's exactly what it is. It means the rights of the people. Guys, this is the day we live in. Everybody has their rights. Isn't it true? You don't even have to look at church, man. You can just look at the world in general. Like, you know, it don't matter what part you got. If you want to be a girl, man, just everybody can gonna call you a girl. But it's my right, right? And so everybody does that, but it's really bad because it's crept into the church. Since when do we think we got rights, man? It's not about God's rights, it's about human rights right now. And the world's kind of messy right now. This is where we need to straighten it out. But anyways, the rights of the people, the first thing he wants to bring up is like, my gosh, your lukewarmness is driving me crazy. Guys, listen, we should stand on the truth going into 2023 to claim that you're a Christian and everybody likes you. Please quit wearing that as a badge of honor. That could be a badge of dishonor. Let's stand on God's word this year. It don't mean we're jerks. We love people, but we're not going to abandon God's word. Stand on the word, right? Amen? Amen for that. In Revelation 3, and then it says in verse 17, this is where I want to kick in. "Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, I have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked." It says this church is lukewarm. We got to watch that. We get too comfortable, right? We got to really watch. Let's not be comfortable. Let's not be the typical Laodicean church. And it says, "But because thou sayest, I'm rich and increased with goods, and I have need of nothing." A characteristic of the age that we live in is that we think that we are something that we are not. Do you see that? And he says, guys, I know your works. I know you guys, and you say, I'm rich, I'm increased with goods, and in need of nothing. We really think we got the answers. We don't have to submit to authority, maybe Google. You know, we go there to find our truth and our bits and our pieces. That's what we do. We've become something that I think God's word says we should not be. And so I want to encourage you that this is the year of change. This is the year where we're going to step up to the plate and says, you know what we're going to do? We're going to know. I'm going to look into the perfect law of liberty and say, I'm wretched. I can be miserable, poor, blind, and naked. We've got to get out of our heads. That's pride and arrogance to walk in and just to think, I'm good. I'm good because I say I'm good. And if you think you're good because of God's word says so, guys, do you know how many things you can prove with God's word? It's funny, man. I've been in a bad spot before, and I read everything in the Bible like I'm the main character. I twist and take everything out. Boy, it's very, very dangerous. That's what Laodicea does. We say that we're rich, creased with goods. I'm in need of nothing. I'm good, better than I've ever been. Are you sure about that? Because that is the characteristic of this church, is you think you're something that you're really not. And I say you. We, me, I think I'm something I'm not. And he says, but man, you got some serious issues. I like what verse 18 says. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment. So he says, I want you guys to buy gold tried in the fire. We know what that's like. We see 1 Peter in faith and what it says, how it's going to be tried. buy white raiment and holiness. And then he says this, the next thing he says, that the and anoint thine eyes with eye salve that thou mayest see. So guys, we need to see differently. This is going to be the year we're going to put eye salve. We're going to use God's word, and we're going to put it on and say, God, help me to see things from your perspective. I'm not going to make it here. May I buy gold tried in the fire, pay a price. May I buy the white raiment, see, pay a price. Guys, basically what I'm saying is this year there needs to be a price paid. This has got to be the year of sacrifice for you and me. I don't want to land like this, church. I don't want to be known for being lukewarm. I want to be out there a little bit more. I want to be tested, you know. I want to be this. I don't want to think I'm something I'm not. And so I just want to challenge you this, that, you know, rack up that credit card this year, man, to buy gold tried in a fire. That's what you do. Normally, I would never recommend that. But for white raiment, stick your neck out, man. That's what we're going to do this year, to not be the same. So I wanted to start this message off with Revelation 3. Let's not think that we're something we're not. Let's be very vulnerable and open for God's word to move inside of us. Quit being lukewarm. And then this year, he says two things. Buy gold tried in the fire. Buy that white raiment. And God, give me eye salve for my eyes. And so we're going into the new year. It's a perfect time to do that, to change the way you see things, to buy cold, tried in a fire, right? Quit spending our time buying and getting things that are not helping our lives, right? Everybody's got 2 Chronicles 29. 2 Chronicles chapter 29. Let's go there together. It says this in verse 1. Got a couple points today, and I just hope these points minister to our hearts and to my heart. Like, it already has me. It's got me fired up. Hezekiah 29, it says, Hezekiah began to reign when he was 5 and 20 years old. He reigned 9 and 20 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Abiah, the daughter of Zechariah. Verse 2 says, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. We've been doing a lot of church reading on these guys and people that are reigning, a little bit about their mothers. We've seen young boys come. Here, this one here, I like this story because Hezekiah began to reign. His name means Jehovah has made strong. The first point I want to bring out, so if there's real change that needs to happen in your life, guys, we all have change that needs to happen. But the Bible gives us a biblical way to do that. And I know we all have typical things you want to do. As you look at things, whether it's a health issue, you know, you want to do that, or you know, to lose weight is always a big one. We got these goals that everybody has, and then they falter on them. You know how it is. Memberships, and now's the time to open up a gym because you'll have all these memberships, and then really by March you'll have nobody coming, and hopefully you'll be able to still collect on their money. That's how they make money, right? So it says in verse 2, he did that was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that David his father done. So church, first point on change, the first thing that we need to do, listen, you got to do right. You'll never have right doing wrong. Some of us need to do the right things. You know that. There's things that you need to do right. But what about flip that around a little bit as godly people? Don't just do the right things. Do things right. That's more of a motive, isn't it? That's more of a heart issue. It says he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. Guys, there are certain disciplines and things we need to do. And I don't care if it's with your children or if it's with your spouse. I mean, I could practically, if you just throw a subject in front of me, I could practically give you some things you got to do. But it's very easy to like, do right things, not the right way, you know. So I just want to make sure as Christians that we are doing not just the right things, but do things rightly. That word right is righteously. That's why he says here, you do things, he did what's right in the sight of God. That's where it counts most. Yes, we got accountability, we got people that are looking and all that. But for the love of God, make sure that you lay your head on your pillow at night and say, I am doing the right things that God wants me. I'm doing them right, man, my relationship with God. So first thing, do right. Do right. And do the right things and do things rightly, right? Well, the next thing it says here is in verse 3, he in the first year of his reign, in the first month, right at the beginning, within the first month, for you and me, like it's January, he says he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and he repaired them. Gang, this is it. The house of the Lord was where they went and did business with God, right? The relationship with him. That's Old Testament. Now, in the New Testament, we know clearly when you meet Jesus Christ and get saved, you know what the Bible says in Ephesians 2:22? You become the habitation of God. God's Spirit dwells inside of me because I met Christ. Who has God's Spirit inside of them? Because you've met Jesus. Raise your hand. Okay, the house of God. You're the habitation of God. And you know what needs to happen? If I'd have kept reading in Revelation, you know what it says to the church of Laodicea? Hey, behold, I'm standing at the door knocking. He's talking about the doors of the church. A lot of times we like to apply that to our hearts, too. Sometimes we use it for lost people. It's mainly for the church. Them doors needs to work. That relationship needs to be repaired. The doors weren't even working straight here. So here's what I'm telling you. This is so simple, but it's so difficult to do. If you're going to do the right things and do things right, your relationship with Jesus has got to go through some repair. Get that thing working good. Don't be satisfied to read your two chapters a day. Go to God's Word with your issues, with your problems. Say, God, please speak to me. I need to, God, here's the issues I'm struggling with. Man, this morning I opened up. It was so refreshing, man. I'm going to share this sometime in the future with you, what God showed me this morning, just in our brand new reading today. God spoke and says, Mike, here it is. It's not that hard. And I was just like, God, I am so thankful, man. I'm thankful that I have a relationship with you. And Lord, I need this. I need to be a better journaler this year where I can meditate upon your word and get these things. So the doors of the house of the Lord. Now, we also know the verse says, the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. I got it. Whether you want to talk about church, whether you want to talk about your relationship with him, you can make any of those things apply. But gang, it's this. Repair those things. You know what the Bible says in 1 Timothy 4:8? Bodily exercise profits little. It profits. I'm all about, there's nothing wrong with working out. Bodily exercise, it just profits little. But he says, you want something that profits even that? Being godly. Godliness is profitable unto all things. That's what 1 Timothy 4:8 says. This is what he's talking about here. So whatever area needs to change, and guys, it could be as simple as your car is filthy, man. You know it is. Only you know it inside, right? It's filthy. And just say, that's something I really want to do this. Only you know that. That's between you and God. We all got little quirks like that in our lives. Like, I need to get better at this. You know, my garage is this, or my house is this, or meal planning is this. Whatever. I got to get better at this. Well, if you don't make a plan, you ain't going nowhere. But let me tell you the key to all that. And I'm not joking. It's being godly. It's God. You know what makes the best wives on the planet? Just a great Christian woman. A woman that has a relationship with the Lord and it works. That a godly, a husband, a good dad. I want to be a better dad this year. That's awful big. How are you going to hit that? Well, I'll tell you how you're going to hit it. You're going to spend some money, man. You're going to buy gold tried in the fire. Buy those white raiments. Put the eye salve on. Pay a price. Get those doors working. You're going to mess up. You're going to make mistakes for sure. But them doors are working. The relationship's got to be good. Guys, we fight for things all the time. We look and whatever it is in your life that, but let me tell you what the New Testament says. Let me give it to you. Paul is famous for doing this. He says, you know what you need to do? Finish the race. That's right. You're a runner. Run the race, 1 Corinthians 9:24. Hey, you're like a boxer in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. You better box to win. Something needs to be knocked out. You're going to have to go through training. You know, you're a runner, Galatians 5:7. Hey, wrestle not flesh and blood, Ephesians 6. You're a wrestler. Hey, press for the mark. Press forward. He keeps talking like about athletes. You know, fight, fight, fight. 2 Timothy 4:7, he talks about fighting. You know, yeah, he says that a lot. You know why? It's the key to godliness. It's hard. Keep those doors working. Pay a price. That's what we're going to do this year is we're buying that gold tried in the fire. We're not going to sit and be easy anymore. That's what it is. It's too. There's certain workouts you do. I've done these before. And, you know, and a lot of times what it is like, you know how you can do a workout and not push yourself? Somebody can do the same workout as you, and you're like, man, why are they sweating like a dog, and I'm not even hurt, I sweat. Well, there's usually a difference in performance, and let me tell you, it's a lot of them, they're fighting. That's what they're doing. They're pushing. They're going through pain. It's going to be that. And I think that's what's going to happen this year. If we really want these change in our life, Hezekiah says, I'm going to do right. Anybody this year said that? I've already said it. I'm going to do right. You might even have a specific area. I'm going to do the right things. I'm going to do this thing right, but I'm going to do the right things too. And you say it, whatever, about this area. You put together some plans about that. That's a good decision right here. The next thing, hey guys, start the change here. Take those issues to the Lord when you open up his word in the morning and say, God, speak to me, man. This has got to work better. Last year, it was nice to read the word. And some of us are just nice and happy to say we read the word. Hey, don't be happy. Be happy when God speaks. Be happy when you hear from him and it brings some change. So just want to encourage you here. Fight, box, wrestle, run. It can be different. Don't settle for that. Don't settle for that. It's not the way it's supposed to work, right? Look at verses 4 and 5. Verses 4 and 5 says this. And he brought in the priests and the Levites and gathered them together into the east street. And he said unto them, hear me, ye Levites. Sanctify now yourselves and sanctify the house of the Lord God of your fathers. Carry forth the filthiness out of the holy place. So practically, he got the doors working, but now what needs to happen is a little bit of deep work. First of all, he called leaders. I would shout out today, we need more leaders in church. Guys, I struggle getting owners here. I can't get people to own anything. I'll just be honest. But we got a lot of good people. Everyone's a help. I need more helpers. He said, okay, I got to call the leadership because something needs done. And what did he tell them? You sanctify yourself. Set yourself apart. Sanctify. It involves sacrifice. So sanctify yourself, and this is what I'm going to be about. This is who God made to be. And then next thing you know, he says, and then carry the filthiness that's in this holy place. So now it's the deep work for sure. It's going to take some deep work. Do some time to do that. Do some time to, it's the first today. Watch a little bit of football, take a little nap, and then get up and sit down with a piece of paper, man, and say, you know what? It is time for me to set myself apart. I'm going to sanctify this amount of time for this. Put it down. Get it in your calendar. That's when it's real, isn't it? Right? Everybody's to-do list is this long. Make your to-do list this long. Move the to-do list over here on your day, on your schedule. Put it down at 3:30 at work. This is what you're going to do if you have the ability to do that. Or at nighttime, sit down and say, I don't need to watch that show. Really, it's dumb anyways. You'll never, it don't matter. Turn off the TV. Sit there at the blank piece of paper. Make your favorite drink and sit, well, I shouldn't say that. Make yourself a cup of coffee. You know, you don't want to do that. Just like, man, before it's over, your goal this year is going to be, I need to quit drinking so much. Wow. Sanctify yourself, but carry out the filthiness. Guys, let God reveal to you that this is a filthy, and for most of us, this is hard because most of us don't have like a lot of filthiness in our lives because we're not looking at attitudes. You know, it's nice when, like, I knew guys that, I've known guys that literally got saved and they're like, I'm drinking way too much. So they cleared their liquor cabinet and dumped everything. And their family's like, are you going crazy? No, man, I'm just carrying out this filthiness. I can't have it here because I'm into it all the time. That's great if you have something like that. But what's really hard, it's hard to navigate attitudes, isn't it? And hearts. That's why in Revelation he says, hey guys, you say you're like rich and you're increased with goods and you need nothing. We are famous for thinking we need nothing. When the reality is, my gosh, we need the Lord. So guys, the message for today is this. Godliness. It's profitable to all things. And looking at Hezekiah's little example here, they sanctified themselves, carried out the filthiness. Look at verse 6. Our fathers have trespassed and done that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord our God and have forsaken him and have turned away their faces from the habitation of the Lord. And they turned their backs. That's called backsliding. I've turned my back to areas that I should never do it. You got to recognize those things. Deal with the backsliding. And one of my favorite verses here, I'm taking you to verse 11 because I just ended my time. It says in verse 11, my sons, be not now negligent. The Lord's chosen you to stand before him. I love that word. So let's review. You ready for a little review for change? We're famous for thinking things are okay when they're not. Let's be careful of that attitude. Let's watch these Laodiceans and let's say, you know what I'm going to do this year? I got some things I need to purchase. It's going to be hard. People are like, I don't know how I'm going to find the time. You got to make the time. You got to make it. You know what that means? Dropping things. Drop the right things out. That's what you need to do. So you ready for the outline of today, Hezekiah? He did right. He said he did right in the sight of God. Make sure you do right things and do things right. do them godly and correctly. That's the first thing he said. The second thing, he opened up those doors and repaired them. Your relationship with God, fight for that. Put energy into that. Be like the boxer, the wrestler. Press for that mark. Go for it. Don't let anything hinder that. Get those doors where they open up. It's just a relationship where you get them. Go and go out with your God. That's the first thing that needs to happen. The spiritual. Get that spiritual that's healthy. He says, next thing, he calls on leadership. What areas of your life do you need to be a leader in? Man, please, in this church, we need more leaders. I'll beg for leaders in here. Man, would you stand up? Somebody stand up and say you're going to own something. Quit being a taker. This is not about being a consumer, man. We want you to come in here and get after it. Sanctify, set apart yourself. Carry out the filthiness. Is there any attitude you're like, oh my gosh, I've been my attitude towards my wife. Maybe it's been my kids. Boy, God, this is filthiness. I need to stop thinking that way. This is not okay. Don't ever say it's okay. That's not okay because it's going contrary to God's word. Carry that stuff out. And you'll notice the backsliding. See it? Pick it, and then at the very end, you know what he says? Don't be negligent. Just don't neglect. By the way, did you know where the word neglect, it's translated one other time in the Bible? You know how it's translated? Same Hebrew word, neglect, is translated deceive. When we neglect things that are the most important, you're just deceiving yourself, thinking you're okay. Back to Revelation 3. I'm good. Increased with goods. Life's good. I'm really in need of nothing. You say to somebody, hey man, what can I pray for you? And somebody says, man, really, nothing. Like, things are good. You're just deceived. You got to spot the enemy working and then spot God working. So this was the message for today. Let's take it. Let's do something about it. Jesus, thank you for your word. Lord, I pray today that we would leave this determined. Lord, we are going to buy. We're going to buy gold tried in the fire, Lord. We're going to put our faith to the test. That's what we're going to spend energy and time on. We're going to buy the white raiment and focus on holiness. God, we got to see things like you, and we're going to eye salve every day with your word. Every day, God, I pray as a church this year going forward that we can be about the change, man. Change is the way of the righteous man, you said in Proverbs, and we want to be that. So, Lord, thank you for January 1. We're thankful that 2022, Lord, even the good victories we seen last year, they're behind us, and now clean slate in front of us. And I pray, Lord, we would get in your word, do business with you, and make a difference. It's in your precious name we pray. Amen.